What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here, ready to talk to Ross Clifford. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
Well, are we ready to take a bit of a bet?
Yeah, look, I'm not a betting man.
But
are
today,
you a betting man?
No, I'm not really. Not at all.
No. But a guy called Blaise Pascal and his influence, many people say that we all make a bet on God one way or the other, even if we don't acknowledge it.
That's interesting. Can you explain a little bit more? What's the betting process there?
Well, he says, by the way we live our lives, you know, whether we pray to God, seek to live God's values, seek to be part of God's people, seek to live as if there is a God or if there's not a God, by the way we live our lives and make those sort of basic commitments, we are showing that we're either betting on God or betting that there is no God. So saying everyone's taking a gamble in some sense by the way they live their lives. So you and I, by the way we live our lives, are betting on God. And I'm sure there are some people out there who are living their lives as if there is no God. They don't pray, you know, that sort of thing is not part of their life. And he's saying, well, they're making a bet by the very way they live their lives that there is no God.
It's interesting. I guess those of us who have a faith in God would say, no, it's not a bet. This is something we're sure of. On the other end of the scale, there are people who are absolutely convinced in their own mind that there is no God. And so they're saying, we're not taking a bet. We believe wholeheartedly that we're not taking a bet. Now, Pascal would say different. But in the middle, there are people who are not quite sure one way or the other. And I guess they're the ones who need to decide, am I going to bet one way or the other?
Yeah. And Pascal would say there's no middle ground. I mean, in the end, you have to make a choice. That might be a process, but you're going to have to make a choice as to whether you want to live your life according to God and his values or not. And I take your earlier point, though, although the world's leading atheist, Madeleine O'Hare, says the reason that she's an atheist is she's looked at life, looked at the stuff around about her, believes there is no God, and has ordered her life accordingly. So, you know, she has made a gamble. Most of us, I mean, whether we sort of articulated that well or not, you know, we looked at what the Bible said, we look at who the person of Jesus is, and we order our life accordingly. And Pascal says, you know, in some sense, we're all making a bet one way or the other. And for Christians, I mean, when we decide that, yes, we hear the message and it is the person of Jesus we want to follow, the Spirit of God brings immense affirmation and confirmation and conviction. But for many people, there's this sense of how do I order my life? And whether we articulate it or not, the way we live our life shows us where we're putting our money.
For those of us who do have a faith in God, we're saying it's not really gambling because it's an absolute sure bet. I want to go back to those people who are not quite sure one way or the other. Is it wise for them to take a bet not quite knowing what the outcome is? Because I guess we've got to ask, is that really being truthful to themselves to say, I'm not really sure that I believe in this, but I'm going to bet on it anyway?
Well, see, Pascal would come back and he would say, well, look, think about this. What have you got to lose? if there is a God, and if he is personal, then you've got an eternity with him, you've got eternal life, you've got values for life now, you've got the power of God in your life now. I mean, what have you got to lose? You know, so why don't you move that way? You know, so what have you got to lose? And in fact, if you don't move that way, you've got a lot to lose, because if there does turn out to be a God, then wow, I mean, you'll miss out on eternity and life with him and whatever. So he would say, you know, wow, I mean, you know, just think about it. What have you got to lose? Make that step, make that adjustment. Think about it, say, yeah, I can see what's being said, I can see that there's evidence for God out there, I can see that the person of Jesus stands up in human history, and Pascal would say you've got a lot more to lose by not making the step towards him than if you move away from him.
And for those people who do make that step and say, I'm going to take this gamble and live out what we know as a true Christian faith, not the sort of, I guess, Christianity that sometimes we hear of, where people use it just as a blunt instrument to batter people around the head and tell them what they should do, but people who really live out that Christian faith of caring for others, loving others, and I guess following Jesus in that way, it's a pretty good lifestyle, and I guess the results keep coming in. We hear of surveys that say that people who have that sort of faith are living happier and longer lives.
Absolutely. And you know, even surveys coming in about what happens in hospitals and people praying for people. And there's now evidence of, for people who are prayed for, more sense of healing and people recovering, etc. So I totally agree with you. And that's what Pascal says. He's saying, if you've got doubt here, just think about it. You're going to have the best life that you can imagine. You're going to be following Jesus. And if you do get that conviction of the Holy Spirit, as we believe you have, you'll know that you get eternity as well. But if you don't make that step, think about what you're going to actually lose. You could actually lose eternity. So he's saying, you know, a wise person will take the bet and say, I'm going to give my life to God.
Rodney Olsen here talking to Ross Clifford. Today we're talking about taking a bet on God, deciding whether we're going to bet one way or the other. Even if we're not sure, do we take that bet and say, okay, this is where I'm putting my life and ordering my life according to biblical principles? Or am I saying, no, the evidence is still out and I'm not willing to take that step? Ross, I guess we need to continue to unpack this and look at what that step might be.
Yeah, look, it's a very good point I think he's making, and particularly today, Rodney, because many people are in a process. You know, in the 60s and 70s, when people made a commitment to God, it tended to be because they went to an event, like a Billy Graham crusade meeting or something like that. But now people tend to consider the claims of God, the claims of Christ, in a process. And, you know, it might take them 12 or 18 months to decide where they are in this process and you know, to, you know, what sort of decision they're going to make through that process. And I think Pascal would say to us, you get to a stage in that process where you've got to make a decision. You just can't stay in the process forever. And you've got to make that decision. And often for many of us, we make the decision because we know the step forward to God and Jesus is much smaller than the step back away from him.
It is an interesting one, the way that we look at the way that people are coming to faith. You're saying it's less of an event and it's more of a process these days. And many, many people that you talk to, the older generation, they say, yes, I came to faith at a Billy Graham crusade or something like that. But I guess in those situations, there's still that opportunity for, shall we say, buyer's regret, that it's like, oh dear, what have I got myself in for? Whereas these days, I guess if people come to faith through that process, they're learning all the way and they're really shoring up what they know about it before they make that step. But do we have to be absolutely sure of everything before we make that step?
No, absolutely not. And I've got a testimony of a guy that I record who'd had a heart transplant, and his family had turned to God and had given their life to Jesus, his wife and kids, and he was on the edge, and he was interested. He went along to the services. He kind of got it, but he was still a bit unsure, not really convinced about, you know, what step to take, but he realized he was really very attracted to this. And he went to church one day, and the minister actually put this same thing to the congregation. Some of you are sort of in this process. You've come a fair way. It's time to decide whether you're going to take that step, you know, and you're going to say, yep, I want to move my life to God. The step to God is much smaller than the step away. If you like, I'm going to take that bet. And he did. And he took that step, and as he took that step and gave himself to God and Christ and said, here I am, I'm taking this step, he found overwhelming sense of the Spirit's conviction in his own life that this was right. And the guy has been a really good follower of Jesus for a couple of years since then. So I think this is how it is for many people, and I think we've got to encourage people in that process to hear what Pascal's saying. You know, you can't sit on the fence forever. You're going to have to make a decision one way or the other. You know, take your time, look, consider, but in the end, you know, we've got a lot to lose if you don't take that step towards God, towards Jesus.
I suppose when we put it in a consumer kind of context, there are many things. We'll try a product. If we don't like it, we won't buy that product anymore. And yet, you know, so often we're saying, okay, I have to absolutely be convinced before I take that step. And yet, even the scripture says, taste and see.
Absolutely. The Lord gave us this prayer. The Lord Jesus said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And I know many people have been in that position. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, but I'm going to step forward. Take a bet, if you like, in inverted commas. I'm going to step forward. The gap to Jesus is small. I'm going to take that step. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And just find the overwhelming conviction that comes into your heart, your spirit, your soul as you take that step. And so, you know, I think Pascal still lives on. He wrote this in the 1700s, but I think it still lives on. And I think many people have known what it is to take that courageous step forward and found out that there's a lot more to gain by stepping forward than, you know, just stepping back or staying where they are.
And I'm wondering if there are people listening this morning who are thinking, yeah, I am prepared to take that step or to look at it even a little bit more closely. I'm not completely convinced, but I'm willing to take that step. And if that's the place you're in and you'd like to talk to someone about it and say, okay, how do I take that next step? Of course, our Sunshine FM care line's available. It's not just for times of struggle and times of doubt. It is also for opportunities when you just want to talk these sorts of things through. And if you'd like to call the care line and say, hey, how about you pray for me? I'm not really sure how to take this next step, but I've heard about it. I've heard Ross talking about it, and I'd like to go a little bit further and just taste it and see if it is really all that it's cracked up to be. You can call that care line, 9275 8422. You can call it right away and just talk to someone there and explore it further, 9275 8422. Give them a call. Ross, where are we going to go this time next week?
Oh, look, I want to go and look again at Oprah. We haven't looked at Oprah for some time. And, mate, I must admit, I'm a bit of a fan of Oprah, and so is my family. But where Oprah is with God and her spirituality, you know, it does cause me concern at times, and it's really interesting. So I want to look at Oprah and her friends, and she's got a new spiritual guide, Eckhart Tolle, and his book is just, you know, walking off the shelves in Australia and around the world. And let's look at what Oprah actually believes in and what this guy is saying that's shaping her own understanding of life now.
Okay, that'll be an interesting one. I look forward to catching up with you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.